Ray, have you got anything else on YouTube?
I've got a couple of stuff on YouTube. Yeah.
What you got on
not
YouTube?
Not great stuff. Not
what
that,
is
not.
It?
Just a couple of stand-up clips. One thing of me winning a strawberry eating competition. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, Ray, I'm really glad you've come on the podcast because we have an interesting meeting story.
Yeah, I know.
Because I didn't actually like Ray when I first met him.
I didn't realize it was dislike. Was it just thought I was a creep, or what? Did you think I was weird or crazy? Honest.
Yeah, I thought you were quite. All of those things. Yeah, a bit pushy and a bit crazy.
Pushy. Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was pushy, and I figured out what. Okay, so
what were you pushing for?
What happened was I did a gig with you. I did a gig with you.
Yeah.
I can't remember where. It was this weird one at like Scotland Yard in that little pub there. Dave
Ward. Oh, the civil service pub.
Yeah. Just sort of come over and I did that and I was talking to you out the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said, I've got a gig in Camden at Camden Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hit me up on Facebook and I'll give you a spot. So the next day I go onto Facebook and I think maybe I'd forgotten about our conversation. But that I was just on Facebook and it comes up suggested friend and Haribo blah 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 whatever and it's a funny fake name, name of a lolly or candy or whatever you guys call it, and then I click on the profile and it's like, you know, private. And the profile picture is not a picture of a person's head, but it is, but I couldn't really see it that time. So I clicked on photos, and then the first photo was you in like a tent, in like a cow tent.
That was my profile picture for a while.
Yeah,
I see. It was either, of Sunil.
And so I was like, that's Sunil. So then I clicked on it and I was sent and the message, and I've read it and it says, like, hey man, good to gig with you the other night. I'd love that spot at Camden if that's cool. And then the person's responding like, no, we never gig together. I don't know who you are. And I'm like, yeah. And then I go back to the profile, I look at the picture and I'm like, yeah, it's you. I thought, oh yeah, they've been an idiot. So I wrote back like, ha ha ha, good one. can I please, you know, I'm not from around here. Come on, don't do this to me, or something like that. And I'm like, can I? And then she's like, and then the person's like, no, honestly. And I think I'm like, again, like, ha ha ha, come on, seriously. And then it's like, no, honestly. So that's why I was probably pushy. And then it was like, then what happened was, because Sunil's got a bit in his stand up about how people look the same or whatever, you know.
You get confused Asian for other
Asian.
Oh, people. So you thought it was another.
And then so straight away, I just thought, I've just fucking done what this guy's done and he's set in his set. Like, I've just fucking done this and I've confused him with someone else that looks exactly, look, a spitting image to fucking what I remember the guy looking like. But yeah, I've confused him with someone like this. And then so I'm like, fuck. So I told a few people about this as well. And I was like, oh man. And then I got so confused that I wasn't actually even sure that I'd met Sunil. I was like, maybe I met someone fucking else. You know? Maybe I'm confusing meeting them with Sunil, you know? And then it wasn't until like maybe a year later. And then I was doing a gig with Harriet and she was like, I said, oh yeah, nice to meet you. She goes, oh, you sent me a message about a gig once. And we're sort of at the back of the room and there was a comment, the gig was starting. And we're at the back of the room. The gig was starting and like there was noise and stuff and we couldn't really chat. Like, so I sort of heard that and I was kind of like, what? I thought she was weird. I thought maybe she ran a comedy club. Like I emailed a lot of people when I first came over here to get spots. And then I just never thought about it. And then I did a podcast with Harriet not that long ago, and then I was like, got in a group message with her, and I was like, Haribo, and I clicked on it, and I was like, is that her? And then I went to like my old message thread, and I was like,
oh, right.
Oh. So I did like living with a bit of guilt for a while.
Oh, that was all going, I had no idea this was happening.
All that happened, he thought I was you. Yeah. And I was saying to people, I was like, do they rate Badgen? It's weird. It's weird, guys.
And what do they say?
They'd go, yeah.
Because my Facebook profile is just my name.
Yeah. Just you could have found him so easily if you just searched Sunil.
Well, come on. It's not that much. I mean, look, when I explain it, this is all makes perfect sense. It's just, you know, Haribo and his photo That's more likely to be him than you.
It is confusing. Yeah. Use my photo.
I guess that was confusing. I never really thought about it.
That was you.
And Haribo's a lolly, so it's a
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was just because you were like, oh, come on, we met at the gig. And I was going, we didn't meet at the gig. And he was going, yeah, very funny, we met at the gig. And I was like, I didn't meet you at a gig. I wasn't at a gig last
night. Can we get screenshots of this conversation?
Yeah, we've got it. I think it's...
you replied to Hey Man, though, as well.
Did you?
See, so you're a little bit complicit. I would have...
Yeah, but that can be just like say, hey, man.
I'm not
don't
a kind of guy
that
would be like, hey, man, to girls. Like, you know, hey, man. Like, I mean, not that you knew what kind of guy you were going to get message from anyway, you know. Like, Ray doesn't. This guy just randomly messaging me doesn't seem like the kind of guy.
I don't think either of us come off well on it. Okay, so the first message is a yellow hand, just a
wave.
Hello,
a wave, yeah.
And then there's another hand. You send
a press
second.
The button twice. It always happens, you know. My phone jams, and I'm always putting a couple of waves in there, and then you delete one that says this message is deleted. You're like, oh no, I've got off to a real bad start here.
You say, hey man, lovely to work with you the other night. Great set. That's for you.
That's
you never great, got
yeah.
that
Thank
compliment.
You. Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
I remember you mentioning you run a night at the Camden Comedy Pub, and I just wanted to see if I could get a spot at all. Man. Again, the second man.
Clearly expecting a man, yeah.
That didn't sound too forward. Just reread it. Should have made more small talk at the beginning, I'd say.
You didn't respond.
Yeah.
But you also run the night at the Camden Comedy Club. No, so
you
say
so nice to me. And
then you go,
like,
anyway, please, man.
Don't, man.
Ray.
But I'm doing it funny. Like, it's all funny in other little messages. But when Harriet's reading it out, it comes across as so desperate and so I can't. Oh fuck! This isn't how I come across. Is it? Like, this isn't how I come across. Is this
but then
me?
I'm a bit of a jerk.
I actually want you to stop. Go, read your part, go.
Please, man. Because I do kind of co-run that night, but I don't ever book anyone for it. And so when I knew I hadn't met you, and so I said, "Oh hey, I'm not sure that was me, as I don't run a night there. Hope you're good.
You do,
but I don't really run it. I never say to anyone like." Okay. And then you say, sorry, I think I'm going crazy. We gigged together at some weird Scotland Yard thing a couple of weeks ago, right? Oh, yeah, I've seen your pics. It was you.
How many pictures of me have you got as your profile picture?
Very funny. That part above is true. And then I just say, weird. That's the end of the conversation.
Absolute chaos.
But I love it. Yeah. I'm so glad
the
it happened.
The gig's tonight, though. If you want a spot, we're looking for people.
Tonight,
yeah.
Nah, I'm not as desperate as I was when I first came. Please, man. You're such a great comedian.
Come on, man. So, please.
You are such a great, fantastic comedian. Oh God.
It's really hard to fill that night now. It's really hard to fill those spots. So
yeah, I'll get you a spot. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But yeah.
How many years ago was that? It was like 3 years ago.
Nah. Well, yeah, that would have been when I first came over. I'd like to know that. Yeah.
Oh, you've been here. How long have you been here?
A couple of weeks. That was a couple of weeks. After after our gig as well. It would have been
2018.
I first came over 3 years ago, but I've been here properly.
4th of July 2018.
Wow.
At 12:48 p.m.
So, yeah, about a year and a half ago, actually. Right. A bit more, but yeah.
Wow.
I've been here for about... first came over about 3 years ago, but yeah. I was back and forth in Australia, then I've been based here for about a year and a half.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Do you like it here?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, it's cool. I love the comedy scene. The comedy scene's awesome compared to Australia. Like, there's just so many more comedy clubs and stuff like that. London's a pretty crazy city, but it's pretty good. And yeah, that's it.
Was it last time I saw you? You were about to join a private members gym.
I did.
Did you do it?
I did. Yeah, and they sold me because it's the gym. It's the pool from James Bond.
He just wandered into a look around.
One of these things, you know. It's so stupid where, like, the direct debit's coming out every month now, and I'm fucking panicking. I'm trying to make sure there's money coming in my account, you know, and I know the date, and they're calling me, and I'm fuck.
What gym is it?
Oh, it's this Virgin Active Health Club thing on Canary Wharf.
And it was in Skyfall or something. Yeah. It was James Bond's
gym. It's the pool's from the movie Skyfall and it overlooks like the whole of London. It's so fancy. And I've just got to the point where I've sort of established myself in the scene a little bit and just getting a little bit of money and not much.
Straight out. Send it straight out.
I'm buying my expensive fucking health club pass. I'm just in jacuzzi sitting there like, and there's jacuzzis. I want 2 hours a day. I go there, like I go do like a class or something, then I just go sit in the spa. Steam room.
Emailing desperately for open mic gigs from
not
a jacuzzi.
Even, I just think, fuck, I'm going to regret doing this. And I'm at the point where I regret doing it, but now I'm like, I'm paying the money and I still got to utilize it anyway. Fuck.
But didn't you say you were living in a hotel when you first moved over here?
I lived in a hotel for 2 months. Yeah.
2 months? Mad. Which
two
hotel?
And a half months. Novotel and Black Fries. It's
that's expensive.
Yeah, that I lost all my money for.
So oh, like, right in Blackfriars of all places.
That was fucking so fun.
Just for the businessmen.
I can't believe I forget about that situation. I can't believe I forget about it. But
2 months.
Two and a half. But yeah, so when I first came over, I was going back and forth. I spoke to this other comedian that was doing it, and he said what he does is he gets placed on Airbnb. And like, if you do that, if you book like well in advance in Airbnb and you book over a month, there's quite a good monthly discount sort of thing sometimes, and it's not too different to rent sort of thing, and you get the advantage of living in a few different areas and stuff like that too, and if you're having a place that's set up probably as well.
Yeah.
So I did that for a bit. It was really good, and I lived in various parts of London, and it worked out really well, and I had them all booked in advance and sort of paid for it with some of my savings and stuff like that. And I was coming over here and I signed with an agent here as well and had my management in Australia, and I was working. I've sort of had some work in Australia, travelling back and forth. Then one of the Airbnbs fell through just at the last minute, and my parents had been travelling around and in Europe as well, and they'd come over to visit. And they'd like accrued all these like a core hotel membership points and become like platinum members from doing this. And then so when this Airbnb fell through, they were like, come over and stay in the hotel for one night while you find a place. So we went over to the hotel, and then the next day we're looking for a place, and the hotel said you could stay here. And I'm like, oh, and they were like, we'll offer you this rate, and we'll give you the suite, and we'll give you this and this and this. And then I just thought about it, and I thought, well, I'm going back to Australia in 2.5 months. I can't be fucked finding another place. It is a bit more expensive, yeah, quite a bit more. But they gave me a pretty good rate.
Yeah.
And they gave me a buffet breakfast, two buffet breakfasts every day.
And two buffet breakfasts.
There was a steam and spa and pool. That's what started me. That gave me the taste. And then they gave me the suite as well. They moved us around a couple of times, but they gave me the suite. And one of the suites or whatever, and it was so good, and like you save money on oh, I lost so much money, but like, yeah, I spent on breakfast, shampoo included, trains as well because you're right in the city, shampoo and conditioner and all that stuff.
toilet paper.
The actually only thing you need to do is like figure out lunch and dinner,
yeah,
which lunch they said I could take extra stuff from the buffet breakfast. And dinner, so dinner I just had to figure out. And then just getting your clothes washed. And that was it.
What did you take from the buffet breakfast to have for lunch?
Well, I'd often take some like croissants and like some fruit. I'd often load up on a big breakfast and then have snacks for the day and take snacks.
Are you allowed to take your breakfast up to your room in that place?
Yeah, but you don't really want to do that. Yeah, no, it's not a good habit to start into. No. Like,
but then you've got to be out of the room for
Not that you're building good habits living in a hotel anyway.
The way to do it,
it was so good, and the mental energy you save, is amazing too. And it was just what I needed at that point in my life too, because I just made like a web series in Australia for Comedy Central, and it was going well. And then so I just needed to do work on that and finishing that as well. And it was just good, so I didn't have to worry about things
I can so imagine you living in a hotel.
My wife was like a school teacher, and she was working, and I'd make her take the lunch. I was like, you've got to take lunch from the buffet breakfast. It's so expensive. She was like, I don't want. I can't. She goes, everyone at work keeps like asking why I've got miniature croissants. little jar jams. Well, just saying I got him in a deal.
what did you do when you had to leave in the day when they're cleaning or something? Do you just wander around London?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you do work and then they'd like knock on the door and be like room service and you'd be like, oh, yeah, can you come back in a couple? Oh, it sounds so privileged. Fuck. Like I'm broke. I spent I can tell you the financial. Yeah, we know I can tell you the money. I can tell you the figures. Like it wasn't that much.
It a night?
It wasn't that much. So they've charged me for their special rate. £70 a night.
That's really good.
And for London, Central London.
Central London,
yeah.
£4.90 a week, and you've got two people doing it.
In a suite.
People doing it, and the suite. And they moved us out of the suite into another room for like a few days. But whilst it was always empty, like whenever it was empty, they could move us around and then stuff. Because my parents stayed there for a few weeks.
This is the price of a flat, like a nice flat.
My parents had stayed there for a few weeks, and they became friends. And my parents were like platinum members. So the lady was really nice with us. Yeah, and then because we were in a bit of a... Not a panic, but like we're like, oh fuck, where are we going to stay now? We've got to find a place to stay for the next 2 months. She was like, just stay here. I'll sort you guys out and move you. And I was like, so yeah, it was pretty good. It was fucking so bizarre. Actually, I'm underselling. Look, I knew everyone in there. Look, I knew chefs. I'd wake up in the morning and be like, hey Chavo, how are you? And he'd be like, I'm not today, bro. And I'd be like, no, I'm not today.
There are people that there's that billionaire who refuses to own anything. He doesn't want any houses or cars. He just lives in hotels.
A lot of very rich people do. A lot of actors do. Yeah. They just live in hotels. I can really see it for you. I think you'd love it.
It was one of the best. It was so good. It's so good. I can't. I googled how to make it possible because you actually do
for life.
You do, and there are a lot of people like Keanu Reeves did it for a long time, Robert De Niro and stuff like that. But you do like you save a lot of money and you save a lot of time. You don't save like. You know, it does pay for, you don't spend as much as you're thinking because it does include a lot of stuff. And you save so much time that's like quite good, you know, if you can use that, that's good.
What would you have for dinner though? How did you cook dinner?
You'd have to bring, you can't cook, can you?
Yeah.
No. So yeah, but we just would like look up like, you know, cheap places and stuff like that and go out and stuff and go around. But we were in Blackfriars, so like
Actually, Blackfriars is the best place to do it because, like, in the evenings they sell their food really cheap.
Oh yeah,
all their lunch food is.
You could
There was a lot of that, but there's like also in like Waterloo around there that there's some really cool cheap places and stuff.
Do you think you could raise kids in a hotel?
You could raise kids anywhere. They're pretty hardy.
I think a hotel would be good too. Like there'd be like pools and stuff. And like,
the staff would be like an extended family.
You're going to stay in a hotel tonight in London, aren't you?
I am. I'm doing a gig where I get a hotel room for the night in London.
You put Camden Comedy Clubs, put people up there.
In Blackfriars. You've got to go to Blackfriars.
What's the gig? What's the hotel?
It's a hotel in Bethnal Green, but like it feels strange to me staying in a hotel 25 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
It's exciting. It feels romantic.
It feels like I'm wasting everyone's time and money.
I would have asked for the money.
Yeah, but there's no money. Yeah. They pay me anyway, but then they're like, if you want, there's a free hotel room for the night. And I'm like, all I'll do is just like go in there, lie down, and then I'll wake up.
Have a bath? You have a nice bath?
I won't have time.
You can have time to have a bath.
You've got to check out by midday. I'm not going to sit there in a bath get up early to have a bath.
What time do you get up?
Up early. Like,
I'm
not going to get up early and have a bath.
What time are you going to get up?
No, about 9:30.
I think you should say I'm not going to get up at a normal time.
And they haven't paid for breakfast. That's 12 quid.
Wow.
So I'll end up spending money if I stay there.
Yeah. I think it would be nice.
Well, it sounds of it, you're not going to make the breakfast.
No.
You should invite somebody, have a sleepover.
Okay.
Get on Tinder. So I got a hotel room.
Hotel room.
Don't do like that.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Right, sorry.
Are you quite an emotional person, Ray? Because I'm.
Know what this
I'm very.
About?
Yeah, no, I don't think Ray knows anything.
Yeah, I do. It's about Harriet crying.
Yeah, I cry, so I'm very emotional. Sunil doesn't have any feelings.
This has been.
I'm quite emotional. Yeah, but like it's all blocked and weird and stuff like that too. Yours sound like you just cry at the drop of the hat.
No,
like,
Ray. That's
not
true.
I saw you the other day after you did the cuddle podcast.
Was he crying?
Oh, that was embarrassing, and that's going to come out soon.
Because he got asked, like, who were the three people you'd cuddle?
I was just talking about loose ends. It's all about, like, cuddles and stuff. And I just left, and I was like, lame. I was just talking about cuddling my mum and my partner and just talking about how much I love cuddling. And I was like, but she was, like, asking about cuddles.
That's the theme of the podcast.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, but it's just like...
You thought it was weird.
I didn't... who's going to come see a comedian? It's like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that loves cuddling his mum. Well, you know, we heard him on his podcast talking about how much he loves hugging his mum.
But you were also embarrassed after doing a podcast with me last week.
Oh, yeah, that was...
You seem to consistently embarrass yourself.
That was the opposite one? Scale of the reasons. Well, I was just... Maybe said some things that maybe come across as not offensive, but just...
Talks
weird.
About boobs a lot. talking about boobs.
Talking about titties.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of the things I riffed on ended up going down a sexual line for some reason or another. And I don't usually do my stand up. I don't do any sex. But it was all sex. It was all going to sex. And then at one point, I somehow had got myself into a corner where I said it like a 16-year-old girl was hot, and then I couldn't get out of it because I'd mentioned she was 16 earlier in the story,
and
then
I'd riffed on there,
and then I said she was super hot later in the story, and then they're like, "How old is she again?" And I was like, "Oh no!"
They edited that. This is Heidi's sweet little film podcast.
Yeah,
brought the
it's
dirt
absolutely in. Ruined. Yeah. Do you get embarrassed quite a lot then?
Yeah, I do. I get embarrassed so much.
Quite rightly, maybe, for what you say.
Well, no, you think you'd be used to it. You think you'd build up a tolerance or something like that. Yeah. But if anything, you're scarred and you're wound easier. You know what I mean? Like, you get embarrassed easier. You know? Like, if anything, it's hurting more now every time. Like, I thought, by the time I'm adult, it's getting worse. You know? It's getting worse.
Yeah. You're meant to care less what people think as you get older, but it hasn't worked for you.
I think it's just... profession too, because you just don't have normal interactions enough, so you're not used to them, you know. So see someone in the evening and go, "Good morning," and just go, "Oh, fuck." I'll fucking ruin my life, you know. My life's riddled with that kind of shit. Just riddled with that. Like, I wish the Harriet story was more like, I mean, even though that's an amazing one, I've somehow managed to have this sort of interaction with quite a few people, you know.
It's quite endearing. I like it.
Well, that's sweet of you. That's
she sees a lot of
but
herself
I think,
in you.
But that's the point. But the point is with that, and 100% my personality type, it is, once you get to know me, latched in.
Right.
But first glance, she thought I was a creep. You know what I mean? She's saying endearing now. It's taken me fucking years to get past the creep level.
Creepy and pushy.
I had to get past years of being seen as a creep. Years. And now she's like, "Ray's all right, I like him." You know,
to be honest,
first he's like, "He's a fucking weirdo talking about me. Going around talking about me."
I was saying to people,
you didn't tell me
Ray
that.
I think I did. "Think that Ray Badron is quite weird, isn't it?" And then people would be like, "He's so nice." And I was like, "I don't know
A lot of this is your fault.
Absolutely.
Having a picture of me as your profile
and a name that isn't my name. So,
it's all,
had to take some responsibility for this.
Well, no, it's stand up material as well.
It's all our fault.
We're all responsible, I think.
The world we live in today, like the high, you know, I didn't want to do anything wrong.
Everyone's on eggshells,
but you did.
We don't have.
Did you cry much? Or?
I don't cry. Don't cry that much anymore. I do cry a bit though. There's periods, but sometimes I'm like, I haven't cried in about. I think there's a period of like 4 or 5 years I didn't cry, and then I reckon I've cried like maybe once. But not like a cry, like where I'm sad and I cry.
Right,
It'll be more like I watch a movie and there'll be emotional well up sort of thing.
Did you cry when you were in the hotel? Sad,
no. Elation.
You're too happy.
Pure elation, yeah. No, I can't remember the last time I cried.
Sanoa just doesn't cry.
Like a sad cry. Like
I do the same type of thing. I cry at films sometimes.
But that's how you release any emotion, and then you just go back to dead.
I think I've changed in the over the years.
Really? Since we've been doing the podcast, you got more emotional.
Well, I mean, you know my views on crying. You do it
positive.
A lot. Yeah, positive. Very positive. I'm really into it. Yeah, I've changed my mind. I'm not. I don't, because Harriet tries to tell me a sad story every week, which never makes me.
We'll
cry.
Do that in a minute to make you feel sad.
I don't
want
to do that. It won't be. It'll get me. Yeah. No, I do remember the last cry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big one.
Oh.
First came over. About, mental breakdown. No. It was. Like the first time, you talk about not being, having emotions and stuff. I never, didn't mean to get serious, but I never had focused on my mental health at all, really, and taken any care of it.
Yeah.
And then when I came over here, and when you go to another country, you know, you lose all your, habits and your, just little connections and stuff like that. Your day-to-day routines and stuff. Mm. So your brain's just like totally rewiring and like...
And it's not a holiday.
And then you fucking... Yeah. If you die in comedy as well, this job's already enough of a fuck around as well. And then aging, maybe like just getting older and more mature and reflecting on things. And then, you know, you just fucking start to reflect. And then just... This city's pretty tough as well. And then comedy was up and down and up and down and had troubles with like management and stuff like that and a few other things. And leaving Australia made me lose like momentum in that comedy scene.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really realize I had. Like, well, you're so frustrated at one point, you've worked so hard at your scene. And then like, and then I was like, oh, well, it was going fine. Like, you know, I was just, I was a bit frustrated. But then so I lost all. So anyway, I was just here and I was slowly worked myself into a bit of a depression. And then, yeah,
without realizing it.
So much I would get a bit emotional
at that point.
I'm all good now, but it was a good thing to go through. I didn't mean to be all serious.
No, that's what it's about. Absolutely.
Is it meant to be serious?
It can be, yeah.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Then I focus on working on my mental health and I do a lot of like meditation. I do like breathing stuff and I focus on my diet a bit more.
Yeah, maybe you're just not very present. I think it's coming.
I think it'll come.
You're going to have it.
You haven't had an event that's jolted you to make it happen. You know?
A breakdown, you mean?
Well, anything. I'm guessing that you probably haven't experienced death of a closed one.
Oh, yeah, I have.
But when
I was younger, yeah.
But it wasn't old enough to process sort of thing, was it? Like, or...
But probably now that it's happened before, I know what to do now.
Mm.
Oh, you know, no one knows what to do. But
were you emotional when that happened?
Yeah.
So you do express emotion?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. It's just... I don't cry at the amount of stuff. He's very rational.
You're probably right that he's not present. That's it.
Yeah, that's
on
it.
On a day-to-day basis, you're disconnected.
We're trying to figure out why you're not present. You're not present.
No, you're cut off.
Yeah, you're living in a fantasy world.
I'm living in a fantasy world.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a sad story. See if I can make you cry.
You're on two... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this was sent in by James Ellis. Very kindly sent in.
Oh, yes. Hello, James.
A sad story. Hello, James. Okay, so... Cat looking for home after nobody turned up to her birthday party.
Oh, this is gonna be
what?
An unloved pet at Battersea Dogs and Cats Home is desperate to find a loving owner after nobody turned up to her birthday party, which is the saddest story ever. Monique.
That's not what it says. Just read it properly.
I'm reading it. That's what it says. Saddest story ever in capital letters.
Sorry.
That story was a joke, wasn't it? A comical story.
Why?
Because cats can't have... birthday parties. Well, they can.
What do you think that is? It's a picture of a cat with a happy birthday sign over it. What do you think that is?
The person that invited. Who was in charge of the party?
Monique is a 2-year-old cat who's been at the home for more than 3 months, patiently awaiting her forever home. The Battersea website tells us she is a unique girl with an adorable, gentle nature and a lot of affection to give. However, despite being a gorgeous gal inside and out, Monique is feeling lonely and unloved.
How do they know that?
Yeah.
She has FIV. I think that might be cat AIDS, maybe.
Oh, cat HIV. Oh,
feline, yeah.
Yeah. The Batsy website says Monique loves spending time with her human friends and enjoys leaping around her pen. She also loves a good head and chin rub. Monique longs for a home and garden of her own where she can play until her heart's content. Monique is looking for... She told them. She let them know, maybe.
Yeah.
She's tested positive for cat AIDS.
A lot of cats have AIDS, though.
Yes, but they have to be in gardens.
They actually do. I've just figured this out, that a lot of cats have AIDS.
You've just figured it out.
Well, the first cat I found out that had AIDS, I was very surprised. But then I've heard a lot of cats
have
AIDS.
You know a lot of cats
have
AIDS.
Do they have
I'd probably know more cats with AIDS than AIDS-less cats.
It's a slow-acting virus, and most cats live long, happy, and healthy lives. Mm. However, they have to live in homes with cat-proof gardens because they can't be near other cats.
Because they give them AIDS.
Well, no wonder no one went to the bloody birthday party, you know? Come to my fucking FIV party.
Is Chrissy Grinrod from there said
calling all the fucking only other cats that can come with AIDS. So just have this big AIDS cats party.
It's always a shame.
A party for cats with AIDS.
It's not funny.
This is what we can do. This is the only thing we can do to turn this story around. I'm not sick of the negativity.
No, it's positivity. A shame to see one we of our cats be repeatedly overlooked, especially one so young and with so much to offer. She's a gentle soul who thrives with human company, whether that be playing with her favourite toys or curling up on... No, it's on Lab Bible. Her birthday and Valentine's Day have now passed, but it's not too late to give Monique her dream gift of a lovely new home.
Well, that'll probably get her a home, this.
Please,
this.
Somebody, can somebody adopt? Do you have a cat?
No, I don't have a cat.
My cat doesn't have cat AIDS.
What?
No. You need a cat. I would like
the option. I would like the option of getting non-AIDS cats at one point, you know?
Wow, that's really
get rid of your non-AIDS cat and
really
take the AIDS cat.
Ray, we've learned about take you. The AIDS we've cat. Learned about
would you have
Ray.
That cat in your house?
Well, I'd have to get rid of my cat.
Why?
Because my cat doesn't have cat AIDS.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Give me the non-AIDS cat.
I'll have the non-AIDS
one. No, you can't have my cat, Ray.
You have the AIDS one.
You just want to get my
cat. How do you know it hasn't got AIDS?
Fuck, you bought a cat off Gumtree. Of course it's got AIDS.
She got drunk and bought two cats off Gumtree.
You bought two cats off Gumtree. Fuck.
You need a cat. That will help you be present. No, it will help you be present when you stroke a cat.
Tell everyone that you bought your cat off Gumtree.
It was a woman in Stratford we found on Gumtree. But you, if you stroke a cat, you feel present because you feel close to something. That's what you need. You need a cat.
What's wrong with you? That's what you're missing. AIDS cat, though.
Already got a cat without AIDS.
But what's
AIDS?
It going to do to the cat without
my
AIDS?
My cat doesn't want to be around this cat.
But if they're both, it's not going to give it AIDS.
Sunil, I'm not arguing about this. You have to adopt Monique. Okay.
Thanks, James, for that story.
Okay, well, thanks, James. That's really, please can somebody adopt Monique?
Because if they don't, they'll gas it.
Or throw a party, a new birthday party.
Or a new party. Can somebody please go?
Yes, all the hottest AIDS cats from around the town. We'll get them all. It'll be the hottest event for cats with AIDS. If you've got a cat with AIDS, you would want to be to come to Monique's party.
They tweeted about Monique on
kitty litter all around there and shit. We'll get all the nicest snacks.
It says, looks like Monique is less than impressed with her single status this Single Awareness Day. A picture of her.
They send a
they're
tweet
not treating
out about
her very
day,
nicely.
And they're rubbing in the fact that she's got HIV or FIV
yeah,
every
know.
Day.
You shouldn't, they're not tweeting that. Though.
That's not nice, actually. Oh.
It looks like a nice cat. Deserves a nice life.
It can't be passed to humans.
Well, no, we know that.
It says nobody turned up to her birthday party. Even the staff didn't go. Why would they organise a party and not even go? It seems so mean.
Yeah.
They organise a party. They're like, good luck.
They're just treating their cats.
They just hired a photographer.
They just got a random photographer. Take a picture of her looking sad underneath her birthday sign.
He's like, I'm here to do the cat party.
Oh, Monique, she is beautiful. She's lovely.
You're a very pretty cat.
She'd suit you. You look a bit like her.
You look like you would go well with a cat, though.
Yeah, you would go well. Yeah, imagine you just having a cat on your lap.
I don't know if
stroking.
It's the beard. I don't know what it is.
It's the eyes. Looks like
there's
cats.
Not many people that I would say look more suited to a cat than
everyone
a dog. But yeah,
he looks like a lot of the famous cats. Do you know, like Grumpy Cat, and he's got his eyes are cat shaped. Snoopy the cat, R.I.P. Well, is the one you most look like. Yeah.
He was dressed up as a cow in the photo.
Yes.
Yes.
In the cow tent.
That was 2015. How long did you have that as your profile?
What was that? A tent? A tent that you stood in and broke through the bottom, or what was the
There's a tent with a hole in the top, and they just put me in it.
Why were you in it?
And there's a hole at the bottom as well.
For feet, yeah.
Why are you in it?
Promoting a show.
As a cow?
I did a play for a week in Edinburgh once, and that was promotion for it. You had to go around, walk around handing out flyers.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't a real tent you could use.
It was a real tent.
But what happens with the holes?
Yeah, they just cut the holes in just to use it as a cow.
No, but you can't use the tent now.
Oh, no, I can't use the tent now. But it's in our cellar now.
Just get rid of it. Throw it away when you can use it.
Sentimental value.
It would be cool, though. You can walk around with it and then just pop in and sleep, you know?
Yes, that's nice.
Like
very good.
It's like a
snail.
No, a portable bed.
Yeah,
people with anxiety. Yeah, like a snail. Like
it's actually what it is. It's somewhere between a really big backpack and a portable bed, you know? And I would call them backy beds.
Backy beds, okay.
Lovely.
Backy.
Back beds. Just back bed. Back bed. Back bed's better. Back bed.
Backbed. No, backbed sounds like clinical, you know? And there's,
oh, I've got a bad case of backy bed.
Well, backbed sounds clinical. Backbed sounds like I've got backbed, you know?
Oh.
I'm trying to come up with a catchy phrase for the kids that are going to sell the thing.
Backpack bed.
Backpack
you've just added, like, you've just
added, added the word pack.
You know,
well, I'm trying to not say backy bed. You said it with tobacco.
I know, but you said that like you'd actually come up with a good idea rather than just said the
don't
two
be so
things,
confident next
two
time,
things,
really.
Two
yeah.
things,
yeah.
one after the other, yeah. you know?
Bed, backpack.
Well, I think we've come to the end of the episode. Does anyone have anything they want to promote?
Ray,
backpack
any,
bed?
Any?
Yes, I do. Harriet's partner, Bobby, has got some stuff coming up.
Don't promote Bobby. He's not allowed on the podcast.
I can't announce it, but he has some...
He's got an unannounced thing coming up.
But he has... I know he has some stuff, but I can't announce it. I don't even know what it is, but I know there's something there. So... Go check out his website and his Twitter. And
Was it bobbymayer.net?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, because he had one, but then it got taken over by a Japanese porn site.
That was it. You haven't got much on, okay.
No, go to my Twitter, go to my website. And
Ray's great on
yeah.
Facebook as well, if you want to see him on Facebook. Yeah, sends great messages. Thank you so much. See you soon. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.